This is CICK News. Each year, National Geographic highlights a group of people it believes are shaping the future. Scientists, activists, artists, and storytellers tackling some of the most urgent challenges of our time. Launched in 2025, the National Geographic 33 is a global recognition of 33 individuals working at the front lines of issues like climate change, biodiversity loss, and social equity. Inspired by the organization's original 33 founders, the initiative celebrates people who aren't just studying problems, but are actively working toward solutions in their communities and around the world. This year, one of those honorees comes from Northern BC. Dr. Kira Hoffman, a fire ecologist from Smithers, has been named a 2026 National Geographic 33 honoree for her work alongside Indigenous communities to reintroduce cultural burning, a practice that not only restores ecosystems, but could play a critical role in reducing the severity of modern wildfires. Her work is part of a growing global shift in how we understand fire, not just as a threat, but as a tool for renewal and resilience. I spoke with Dr. Hoffman about what this recognition means and about the work happening right here in Northern BC that's gaining this international attention.
My name is Kira Hoffman, and I'm a fire ecologist, and I work at the University of British Columbia in the Center for Wildfire Coexistence and also at the Bulkley Valley Research Center in Smithers. I feel incredibly honored and humbled and excited to be recognized, as well as the three nation partners that I work with here in the Northwest. I just feel grateful for National Geographic for supporting my work. I've been a grantee since about 2018. I got my first National Geographic grant, and they've really been wonderful at supporting the work. So I was named individually, but they really talked about my collaborative work and how that makes my fire ecology work possible. So with the Chisalata Carrier Nation, at the Office of the Wet'suwet'en, and the Gitignau Nation as well. So those three partners have really supported my work, and in turn, I've supported capacity building with training and the ability to make cultural burns to bring the story of how critically important they are for this ecosystem and the people who live here more broadly.
Do you think that that also just helps bring more awareness to cultural fire, prescribed burns, natural forests?
Yeah, it definitely does. It's a very critical practice that's happened here for millennia. And I think it's really important that the public is more aware of the benefits of fire, not just cultural fire, but also natural lightning fire as well, because we live in these fire adapted ecosystems. So the big thing that's missing from many of the places we live is fire. We just have been excluding it for a long time. But that's changing. And I think the story of fire is one that's very, it's deeply human. So I think in many ways we can all connect to our feelings around fire. Like, we usually feel really good when we sit around a campfire. We usually feel really bad when we see the devastating impacts of wildfire that we become more used to. My work, and this is why it's part of the change makers, they came together to kind of think how they could support the globe, how they could be change makers. And so this annual award recognizes people who are pushing kind of the envelope in their fields. It's a very cool opportunity to be a fire ecologist in a rural community in Canada and be recognized among people that I very much so admire.
How does this award actually translate to affecting your work? Do you feel like this opens doors or kind of brings any more attention to your work and even maybe even the area of Northern BC to the world?
Yeah, I think it does. I think that people are really looking for ways to connect with nature and ways to connect more with ecosystems. And this is just one of those stories that allows people to see the benefits to, again, like a disaster, essentially, that we become really used to. So I think it does alert people to the fact that there's really good, positive things going on, and that there's many people who are thinking about climate change. There's many people who are thinking about the well-being of ecosystems and human health. It's a great reminder of the good work that's going on. My focus is still the same. It's about really producing the science so that we can understand more about how plants interact with fire. And so I am trying to understand more about some of the genetic side of plant communities that have always evolved with fires, like how our landscapes evolved with fire and some of the issues that we're seeing right now because they're not able to absorb fire any longer. So I'm thinking about that in a social sense, but also a biophysical sense. I'm just about to go into burn season, and that usually lasts about 6 weeks or so. I'm always up for, sharing work, and hopefully do that again soon here.
Is there an actual physical award that you have?
It is not a physical award, but yeah.
Was there anything else that you wanted to, just let people know, either about what you're working on?
Just that, we are continuing to support cultural fire in this area. We have a few burns planned with some of the nation partners, and it's an opportunity for the public to just become more aware of some of these practices. And so if you hear about them, you might have people that say that's a lot of work for a fire, or we don't want to see smoke in the community. I think it's just really important to educate yourself on, learn about this incredible cultural practice.
Thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me about this today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.